This call is being recorded.
At your heart center, as you become aware of not only the heart center, but the three chakra centers above and the three chakra centers below, as well as the two below your feet and the three above your head. And all in alignment, even though you're not fully aware of the other five chakra centers, know that they are there, and they are slowly coming online. But as your frequencies continue to increase, as your consciousness continues to increase, they will come on much quicker, much faster than it took for the other ones to become fully realized by you. So just let the process continue. The awakening process continue to move through you. Now, as you're aware of the fourth chakra and the other chakras as well, see the brilliant colors that each chakra holds, each frequency color, and the spinning of those chakras. And as you're looking at them and perceiving them, let them become more and more enlivened and alive to you. Let them become real. Even though they are in the etheric space, they are as real as your physical body. In fact, they are in the process of creating your physical body. So you could say that the chakra system, the etheric and the astral, comes before your physical body. So as I said, they are more real than even your physical body is. For your physical body is a vehicle for you to use. And the physical body normally is left at the death process, and your astral and etheric continue on. So think of this as you are looking at this chakra system and how real it really is. Now become aware of the high heart center, that center that is becoming more and more awakened, as well as your third eye center. As your third eye becomes also more awakened, and all the encrustment that the programming within you has created, and the various materials such as fluoride and things of this nature have calcified this area. See it now as not calcified. See it as free and open and aware. And now the two coming together, connected, the high heart center and the third eye center, coming connected energetically. Send energy from the high heart to the third eye and back down around to the high heart, creating a vortex of energy. And your consciousness now moving into that vortex of energy and up into the middle of your forehead, so that you are looking out now through that third eye as if it was a doorway or a window out into the astral world, in which actually it really is that. And know that as you move through that doorway, through that third eye, you are completely protected with the tube of light that you have surrounded yourself with. So even though you move into the astral space now, you have the protection of light. And light will always carry you through. So as you move into that astral space, just for a moment, glance at your physical body and see it there. and know it as separate from your consciousness, from the observer self that you are, separate from the physical body, but yet connected to it. And now, as we have been doing, find yourself at the beach, the ocean, whatever place you can remember, whatever place brings you joy, wherever you feel a sense of oneness, find yourself there now, either as an observer or in the body itself, in your astral body, standing on the beach, standing in the sand, feeling the warm sand on your feet, the sun, the heat of the sun on the back of your neck. Become aware of the sounds of the ocean, the seagulls flying overhead, the smells of the salt air. But even more importantly, yes, you have those five senses, but you have senses beyond that. And you can begin now to sense the consciousness that is all around you, the consciousness in the sand itself that your feet are burrowing into, the consciousness of the water that your feet are barely touching now as the water laps up over your feet. Feel and know the consciousness of the waves as they come in, the majesty of the waves, of the ocean as you gaze out upon the expanse of the ocean in front of you, seemingly as it goes limitless, just as life is limitless, consciousness is limitless. And feel the connection now to the ocean, and to the air around you, to the sky above you, to the sun. Feel the beating of Gaia's heart center. Connect to that oneness. As the ocean waves ebb and flow, the breathing matching your breath now, slower breath. Notice how your breath has slowed down to almost as if it is not even breathing. Matching the breath of Gaia. The consciousness of Gaia. Now take your consciousness in your astral body and lift up off of this beach, high up into the atmosphere, past the clouds, past the Earth's atmosphere, out into space. Become aware of all of the ships that are cloaked to three-dimensional eyes, but not cloaked to fifth-dimensional or higher fourth-dimensional eyes. And of course, your third eye perceives all. Your third eye is the all-perceiving eye, the eye that can look into the expanse of space. And look into the consciousness, feel the consciousness, become one with the consciousness of all things. And as your consciousness now expands further and further out, past the ships of many colors and sizes and shapes and light and consciousness, and expands now out to the planets of the solar system, and to the sun himself, and through the sun, out into the solar systems of the galaxy, and all of the central suns of each solar system, and the connectedness now of all of these suns to the galactic central sun. And connecting now beyond the galactic central sun to all of the billions and billions of galaxies and the billions and billions more of solar systems within those galaxies, all of the stars and the planets, billions upon billions of Earth-like planets everywhere in the universe, and finally to the universal central sun of all suns in this universe, the source of this universe. And feel the oneness and the connectedness, just as you felt the breathing of Gaia. Feel now the breathing of this central sun, the universal central sun, and how the breath is over thousands and thousands of years, one breath. And how you are tuning now to that out breath now, that action breath. Everything is an energy and a rest. And that breath is now moving into an energy, a creative energy. And you are attuning to that creative energy. And see that energy now exploding from this universal central sun. Is a pulse of energy shooting down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies in the universe, through the central sun of our galaxy, and all of the planets in the solar system, through the sun itself, to the earth, to Gaia, pulse of energy striking the earth, as waves of energy, not just one wave, but many waves coming to the earth. See those waves of energy now spreading consciousness across the planet, higher consciousness, higher vibration. And with the higher vibration and higher consciousness comes a higher standard of living, a higher sense of oneness that brings you higher into higher dimensional frequencies. Not just you, but all of life across the planet feels this energy, this love, this oneness in some way. Even those who are disbelievers will become believers. Yes, there will be those who turn away from the light. That is their choice. They will be accommodated, just as all of you who not only have turned to the light, but have welcomed the light. Have envisioned the light within you and all around you. Feel all life across the planet now becoming or remembering of the connection to the One. And that realizing that all along, you have been the one, and the one has been you. Just as all is one and one is all. Let yourself now begin to drift back from wherever you find yourself back towards your physical body, bringing your astral and your etheric body back into your physical body. Bringing all into the one. Allow your consciousness to return to a normal state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. As always, it is wonderful to be able to be with you in this way that has been called first contact. Many sources have been speaking of this, just as in your discussion earlier. And yes, this topic was given to you for the reason of your upcoming advance, to prepare you for what is possible, what is potential here. For you have all been within first contact for some time now. We have been contacting you. Ascended Masters, many have been contacting you. Those in Inner Earth have been contacting you. You as in the collective you, and you also as the individual you. We have been reaching out to you in many different ways. This way, of course, in this channeling type of experience, but in your meditations and in your dream states as well. We have been reaching out to you. And we see you reaching back out to us, reaching your arms up to us, saying, asking, show yourselves to us. And we hear your pleas. We hear your calling. And we, as a collective we, have responded to this calling. For we are here. We have been here for some time now. We have been walking among you without many of you even knowing that we are here. But those times of walking among you and you not knowing it is nearing an end. Because your frequency vibration is raising daily, every moment, your frequency has been raising to enable you more and more to perceive that which was unperceivable to you only years ago. But now we are here, you are here. And we are coming together, not only here, those of us that are already here on the planet walking among you, but also in up in our ships. And yes, we move freely between our ships and walking among you. For teleportation, as you know it from your Star Trek series, is real. And you are coming, will be coming, to that realization for yourselves as well. For the technology is already with you. It has just been held back by those of the dark forces. who have not wanted you to expand your consciousness, have not wanted you to move beyond your vehicles, your gas-powered vehicles. They have not wanted you to do this. They have not wanted you to have free energy. They wanted you to pay for the energy. Whereas you pay for the energy, it keeps you in debt to them. But those times are ending. The times for the golden age are approaching. As the guardian of the new dispensation said some time ago through this one, James, after the dawn, the new dawn, and the new dawn is approaching now. And after the new dawn will be all of your dreams and expectations and then wildest imaginations coming real to you. For the illusion of separation is being dropped now more and more as the connections of all of the crystalline grid, the light grid, is coming back together again, just as it was in the times of Lemuria and early Atlantis. Be ready now, my friends, my brothers, my sisters. Be ready, for first contact is now about to become simply contact. We are preparing you for this. We're preparing many groups across the planet for this, and many individuals who are gearing themselves up, allowing themselves to be guided in many different synchronous ways so that they can be in the right place at the right time, and that they would then have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, because their third eye will be opened and their DNA processes will have increased enough, will have reconnected enough to allow for this union, this physical union between those of you and those of us. All is coming together now, just as it was foretold many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. The prophecies are coming true. Not the prophecies of the dark ones, but the prophecies of light. All is coming true. All is coming to fruition. And all of the truths that have been held back from you are not only being revealed, but some have already been revealed. And it's simply leading to more being revealed, more truths coming forth. And as has been said many times, the truth shall indeed set you free. For the truth is real. And the lies and the cover-ups is only part of the illusion of separation. The illusion of separation that is to be no more. For the understanding and the knowing of the One is upon you. Reach out now and grasp that understanding. Grasp that oneness. and reach out your arms to us just as we are reaching ours down to you, where we will meet in the frequencies that are right for the moment. And those frequencies that are right for the moment can be had in your upcoming advance. I am Kara, and I leave you now in this moment, but know that I and many others will be with you shortly in the moments ahead, at your advance and beyond. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, and Shoshana is with us as well, and we are so excited to be in this process with you at this time. That we are gearing up, we are preparing, we are readying ourselves as well as you to be in that right place at the right time, as Kara has given you here. That is what is so important here, that you are in the moment. And if you find yourselves in the moment, you will be in the right place at the right time. For your vibrations are increasing. And as they continue to increase on a moment, as the vibrations continue to increase within you on a regular basis, more and more, as everything continues to rise within you, the consciousness rises within you, then you are going to be in a position when the frequency has risen enough, you will be in a position to be able to be in the proximity and the physical proximity of not only those of the galactics that are working here with you, but also those of us that have been diligently working with you for some time now, those of us, the guides that have been with you. And we are finding ourselves very fortunate that we can also be at the right place at the right time with you. We are ready now for questions. Do you have questions for One Who Serves and Shoshana? First of all, is there anyone out there?
Yes, we're here. We love you.
Very good. Would there be any questions here? We know you have questions. There are always questions. It is just a matter of whether you feel like you can ask the certain questions, because you wonder if they are apropos type of questions. And we would say there is no type of question that cannot be asked, for if you are questioning it,
I have a question.
Please mute your phone.
Somebody needs to mute their phone, please. There. Are there any questions now?
I have a question.
Yes?
So my question is, can you give us an update on how the light team is doing with the ley lines and the sacred sites? Are they in control of them all now?
What we can tell you is, first of all, we need someone to move their phone.
Okay.
Yeah. There is too much interference. We cannot continue on and let
the
interference
end.
You did not mute your phone. We need to end this call. There, very good. What we can tell you is the forces of light, the ones that are carrying the light, the ones that are spreading the light, all of you are a part of bringing this expression forward here, very quickly, we would say here. And the light is certainly winning. It has, we can say it has already won, as a matter of fact. And it is still that those of the dark forces continue to hang on and hang on and think they are going to be able to shift things at the last moment. And at the last moment, then they will be able to continue on with their plan. But we can tell you without any question that that is not going to happen. That those of the light are moving ahead with everything that they have been working on and bringing the entire plan for Gaia, for the Earth, for all of the people here on the planet, bringing it forward to the crescendo that Sananda has been speaking of for some time. And that crescendo is leading to the event. And so everything is coming together. We are not sure, though, we have answered your question directly as you asked it here. Would you ask your question again? We tended to go off here a little bit. The one who asked the question, is she there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So my question was, and thank you for that, was specifically about the ley lines and the sacred sites. If you could just give us an update on that, but it sounds like the light has the majority control over the ley lines and sacred sites and the goddess ley line. Was I understanding you correctly?
This is correct. Many of the sacred sites, as you are saying, that were once the sites of light, they were created there for that purpose because they matched the frequencies within Gaia at that point so that they could be a part of this connectedness of light across the planet. And those of the dark forces knew of this, and they were able to take over many of these places, these sacred places, erecting churches and other types of dark force magic, we will say here, in many of those places. But those of the light have understood this and have taken over many of these sacred spots, these energy spots across the planet. Many have been taken back and have become a part of the crystalline grid and the working with the ley lines, as you have said here. And this connection is coming together much quicker, we will say, than many thought possible. So yes, this is all coming together. Shoshana, anything?
Yes, we wish to share our perspective. May we share?
Yes.
All things that occur upon your planet are for the purpose of higher consciousness and waking those up that are fast asleep. If you see something that occurs at a sacred site or at a ley line or at something you believe is important, important to the movement in consciousness, and it appears to be negative. It is profoundly happening to stir the pot, so to speak, so that those that are asleep have an opportunity to wake up. This is difficult when we see things that look as if they are negative, but the negative is occurring to wake those up that are asleep to what is possible and asleep to higher consciousness. We hope that we have explained this correctly, but what we must tell you is that not to view things as if the dark is in control or as if the light is in control. View things from a higher perspective and see why these things are occurring and what we need to do to wake up. That is all we have. Namaste.
Very good. We move on to next question. Is there any other questions here?
Yes.
Yes.
Greetings, one who serves, and Shoshana Orv. I was wondering if you could confirm. I was listening to Brad Johnson's latest channeling, Hadrona.
Please hold, please.
Disruption on the line, so we would ask that all that are disrupting the line to mute their phone so that that individual that wishes to speak can speak clearly to us.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Yes. I was listening to Brad Johnson channeling by Adronis, and he was saying that the deep state will finally be completely defeated by the year 2024. I was wondering if this time period can be shortened or if you could possibly confirm that. Thank you. Cheers.
There again is that the need for dates. And uh-huh. Whenever anyone, whether it is ascended masters or galactics or whoever it would be that is bringing this information through about dates, always remember it is based on the potential and possibility in that exact moment that it is given. And from that exact moment into the next moment, many things can change as a result of collective consciousness. So whoever said long time ago, nothing is ever written in stone, was very accurate here, because there is nothing that can be undone that has been done, you see? So do not think in terms of date, whether 2024 or 2020, whatever it might be. Just let the frequency vibration continue to raise within you, continue to be in the perfect now in every moment, and all of this will take care of itself. You will not be thinking in terms of 3D illusion, which was what these dates and times are. If you are thinking in terms of those time frames, then you are still ensconced within the three-dimensional illusion here. It's out of the matrix, the 3D matrix, and move on into the higher fourth dimension and in even into the fifth dimension. And all of these things about dates and times will no longer be of any concern whatsoever, because you will find that you are moving beyond time and space. Shoshana?
Yes, we have our perspective to share. May we share our perspective with you, dear brother?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
What we would tell you is that all that One Who Serves has given is an opportunity to raise our vibration to a higher understanding. The third dimension has a program called time. And time is what holds us back in anticipation of something occurring outside of ourselves, and actually this empowers our ability to create in the moment. So when we are given references to time, we create a delay. We create an inability to create in the moment because we are anticipating that this would occur outside of ourselves. If anything can occur in the moment, it is up to the individual to see it in that perspective and create it in that perspective in the moment that arises in the point of creation. There is no such thing as dates and time. This is a construct of the illusionary 3D matrix. Namaste.
Thank you very much. We do create our own reality, and thank you both for that. Great answers.
Yes.
Very good. Are there any other questions?
Yes. One who served, this is Celia. And my question is in relationship, when I get in meditation, I kind of have a tendency or automatically to turn up my tongue and touching my palate, and that is a practice that is brand new to me. And I have wonderful, wonderful meditations and revelations about myself. And I was wondering if there is any relationship between the two of them, and how significant is it? Thank you.
We can share,
yes,
on
please.
This if you wish.
Yes.
May we share our perspective
of
to
course.
You, my dear sister?
Of course you do.
What you are experiencing is a yogic practice. This is something that is ancient and awakens the consciousness within the spiritual center of the third eye. So you can, as we see this reference, Google it, because this practice is that of a higher level of consciousness that you are remembering to do. And that is why your meditations have become deeper. Namaste.
Yes, and that was what we were going to say briefly, is it is memory. Your remembrance is coming back to you that you did various practices of this nature and much more in other lifetimes here on this planet, as well as from where you came from before this, in the many sojourns that you have had throughout the universe prior to this.
Does this assist you, dear sister?
Yes, thank you very much. And may I ask you another one, please?
Yes.
It's in relationship. I have been having revelations about my true self that are way beyond past my expectations or my comprehension. It's kind of, I don't want to doubt it. I just want confirmation that all that has been coming is the real me, the true self. Thank you.
Our dear sister, let it be. Do not be concerned whether it is real, not real, imagination, whatever it might be. Just let it be. That is what we would give to you.
And
do not be concerned here. Let it be.
And we must share.
Yes.
May we share?
Yes, please. Yes.
These things that occur in the human life are part of the journey. What we can do in this journey is set those understandings aside and decide for ourselves whether those experiences are worth exploring or not. It is a decision that we make. But all that is being given to you is purposeful. You do not need a confirmation of this. You need to believe in this, that what is happening to you is messages from the source, the higher self, giving you indications of where your journey is taking you. So you must listen diligently or not. It is up to you, but we cannot confirm, as we say, we cannot confirm or deny that these things are happening to you. You must take them at face value and use them for higher conscious understanding. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you very much.
Are there other questions here?
This is Claudia. I have a question.
Yes.
From time to time, I go back to Lemuria, and I always experience it there, very colorful, light and sunny, green, and always feel very much at home there, calm, very joyful, safe, serene. My question is, in the time of Atlantis and Lemuria, were we with our twin flames then, or had the split of the souls already happened by then, much earlier?
What we would ask you to do here, and this may be difficult for some, but we would ask you to, for the time being, put out the, put away, just temporarily here, this concept of your twin flame and meeting with your twin flame and having that connection. You are having the connection, and you will have it even more so. But the more that you focus on that, the more you are focusing on the future and not being in the now. So just continue to let the now evolve here as it will, as you continue to be in that perfect now. And everything will take care of itself. This is what you need to come to understand. It is all about consciousness and vibration. And the more that you tend to hold into the three-dimensional programming that these types of things which you are asking tend to hold you into, even though it seems like it is much higher level thinking and consciousness and all that, it is really not. It is just simply holding you into expectations of what is coming rather than what is here right now in this moment. You can be with your higher self. You can be, or not with your higher self, you are your higher self. And be in that moment with your higher self. And as for your twin flame, we know we have not answered your question directly because you were wondering if back in Atlantis and Lemuria times, if you had your twin flame there with you at that time. And we will say to you that it is just something that you need to let be for now. Okay? Everything will come about as it needs to. Shoshana?
Yes, we agree.
Well, I want to say I'm not really that focused on it. I just, when I'm in Lemuria, I feel a certain way. I really enjoy it. It's beautiful. It feels like home. It's just total curiosity. Were we then united with our twin flames at that time, or was it? Were we not anymore?
We will answer if you prefer, one who serves.
Yes, please.
Okay. So what you are sensing, dear sister, may we share our perspective?
Sure.
What you are sensing, dear sister, is the fifth dimensional consciousness of the Lemurian mind. Lemurians were not 3D. They were not ensconced in the illusion of 3D. They knew who they were. So in terms of whether you are united with your twin flame, that you are a whole soul or a half soul in that incarnation is not relevant because they did not buy into the idea of duality. And when we think we are separate from something, we are buying into the 3D nature of duality. The Lemurians did not even understand this concept, and that is why if you experience the Lemurian consciousness, that is why there is no sense of that, because they did not have that in their understanding, if that makes sense. Namaste.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you both.
Yes.
Very good. Are there any other questions here now?
Yes, one who serves. This is Lorelei. How are you? Oh, no, you're great. We're so used to saying, how are you in this reality? Okay, so I have two questions. But I'll ask one, and if you have time for another, you know, we'll find that out. But so the first one, many of us were really looking to the Jeffrey Epstein, as a big part of disclosure. And as you guys probably know, he was probably murdered. Most people think he was murdered. And this would seem to be a setback, but I wonder if you can tell us if it really is a setback or maybe it's a step forward in some way. Do you have any thoughts on that?
What we can tell you is it is all part of the process of the dominoes falling. The light taking over, we will say here, and the darkness receding back. It is all a part of the truths coming forward as they need to bring about the awakening of more and more and more people across the planet. And this is one aspect of this, as well as all of the various activities, we will say, that the dark forces are attempting to do at this time. It is simply raising awareness, whereas they were hoping to reduce consciousness here, to bring you back into the three-dimensional illusion. But it is having the exact opposite effect here. Many are seeing these events that are happening and realizing that there is so much more truth to what is being given out by the mass media. And many are finally now beginning to realize that the mass media is not truthful at all in many respects. Shoshana?
Okay. Yes, we have something to share with you. May we share our perspective?
Absolutely.
To say that or ask the question, is it a setback, is as if to say that if you were half finished with a crossword puzzle, that is a setback. If you are half finished with a jigsaw puzzle, that is a setback. Of course, that is ridiculous. Because all is occurring in time to unravel disclosure and create a conscious understanding of this planet and who we are as being, as creator beings. So one of the things that we would suggest, and this is very difficult for all, including us often, is to create the idea of neutrality, that when we are observing an incident, it is neither true nor false. It just is. And it is, as your intention goes, either creating more disclosure or less disclosure, but the intention must be there to enlighten and open the minds of all people. And your intention as creator being influences the actual experience that is happening, if we are making any sense at all. Namaste.
Yes, definitely makes sense. Thank you so much. Okay, is there time for a second question?
Yes, we take one more here.
Okay. In my dreams last night, and I might be watching too much antenna TV, but I don't always remember dreams. So this one I did remember, so I thought it might be distinctive. I had Columbo in my dreams Peter Falk, and he was Columbo, and we were just traveling around in all different, I think, different kinds of vehicles. I don't think we were flying, but we were traveling, and we were just talking like as if we were friends and talking about things, and I don't remember what we were talking about or even if we were going anywhere particular. And then I just noticed this morning, I went to look him up, and I noticed that he died in 2011 of dementia. And that was interesting because, you know, in his in his series Columbo, he lived off of his brain power and how he thought and all. And I wondered if this was a personal message for me and if maybe it had anything to do with my mother, who might be starting on that kind of path. We're, you know, wondering. Can you say anything about that?
Shoshana, do you
yes. Yes, we wish to share, dear sister. May we share our perspective with you?
Please, yes.
The idea that this dream was significant to you is a reality because you remember it so well. The idea of dementia or losing one's mental faculty, is very real in your household. It's very real to you. What we would tell you, though, is that dementia is a state of mind where the human is making a conscious choice to stop entering into the third dimensional illusion and setting themselves aside. It is very difficult for those around them to see this, but it is a choice that they are making to move away from having to think about anything. And that is what it is. And what we would tell you is that dementia does not mean that the person has lost mental faculty. They just have made a decision not to operate in the 3D any longer. And that is what your dream is about, because this one known as Columbo that had a great sharp mental faculty and died of dementia, it seems like a giant contrast in your mind, if you make it so, but it was simply his decision to stop thinking. We hope that explains it. Namaste.
Wow. That's really powerful. Thank you.
Yes.
I have just a tiny add-on.
I have a question. Oh, please, hold on.
One moment, please.
We will add one thing here, and this goes along with what Shoshana was sharing, and that was wonderful, by the way. And we would add here that if you think about when one is in this dementia state, and they are coming to near the death state, and many times at the last moments, they come back. They come back to realization, they come back to full lucidity at that point, even if just for moments. And that is to show, as Shoshana has shared here, that they chose to step out, you might say, and then chose at the last moment to step back in. It brings a perfect sense to this concept here that she has given here.
Wow. And then May we also offer that as one who serves has shared that the individual can come back to a moment of lucidity, it is because they feel it is relevant at the time that they are using their conscious mind to communicate. And in the state of dementia, they have made a decision that all is no longer relevant to them. Namaste.
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I have a question.
I have a question, please.
Yes, we take one more question, and then we would need to release now.
My question is, this is Irena.
Yes?
Yes. My question is, during meditation, this has been happening something new. I didn't experience that before. I talk during meditation, and I don't remember exactly. I'm remembering that moment, but then I don't remember It's just something new. So I wanted to input you on that.
We have to say here we do not understand your question as it has been asked here.
Okay.
What are you asking for here?
Okay. I go in meditation. And usually in meditation, I stay in peaceful, don't talk. But suddenly, I'm start talking, and I don't understand why. I just wanted input on that. It's like saying some words, like, you know, and I don't remember them.
What we are finding is that at that point, you are connecting to a different or a higher level of consciousness within you, having a momentary increase in consciousness at that point. Similar as we would find to someone who takes certain types of medicinal, what is the word we are looking for here? Certain types of, well, we'll just say it then, the drugs, various types of drugs that some have used in the past, many continue to use at times, to have a consciousness-raising experience at that point. And what you are finding, though, in meditation is in certain times, when the frequencies are right, we will say here, that within your meditation, you are able to move into these different levels of consciousness. And therefore, in your case, as you are saying, you are now speaking rather than being still. It is a part of you that is opening up that was previously not open to you before. And the more that you accept it and the more that you allow for it to be and not question whether it is real, not real, imagination, not imagination, whatever, and just let it be as we have been saying here, then it will continue to increase and morph into something even beyond this, if you would allow it. Shoshana, yes. Anything to add here?
No, we agree with you.
Very good. Then
Thank you. We are
ready now to release channel. Before we do, Shoshana, anything to add, final message?
Yes. We would tell all of you, as one who serves has said so many times, to fasten your seatbelts because the ride is going to get very fast and very exciting and very tumultuous. It is going to be an amazing ride to the 5D reality. And what we would also tell each of you is that there is no truth in the 3D reality. You cannot find what is real in the 3D reality. And the perspective that you have on any experience must be raised to a higher frequency to thoroughly get the message and understand what is really happening. That is what we would tell you. Do not look for truth in the 3D. Namaste.
Very good. And we just close with this. As Shoshana has said, fasten your seatbelts. We say also now, fasten your seatbelts, because the ride is about to get very interesting, certainly as you move now toward your advance here. And we would definitely suggest that you have those seatbelts fastened before you get there and while you are there as well. Because our intention is to bring you to help you, rather, to come to a higher state of consciousness in many respects than maybe you have ever, or at least remember being in before. That is the goal, and if that is achieved, then you will have the potential of finding that sense of contact that you are looking for here. Shanti, peace be with you. be the way.
Shanti.
Shanti. Cool.